Raymond, and thanks to all of you for the opportunity to come and share again with you. You know that Choi Mok-si is in China with the short-term mission team, and I'm taking his place today. And he asked us to especially pray for him and for the group. It was so nice to hear you singing in Cantonese. It reminded me when I was a young missionary when I arrived in Hong Kong and Macau.
我們都是很高興能夠聽到各位用廣東話去唱這個詩歌, 令我回想當我年輕的時候在香港澳門做宣教士的情況。
Today we are here to ask all of us a question. What is the correct relationship with God?
今天我們要問一個問題, 就是我們跟上帝一個是有什麼正確的關係呢?
That word relationship is quite important in Chinese, is that correct?
關係對於中國人來說是非常之重要的,是不是呢?
When I was a young missionary, of course, we have to learn the language, study Cantonese, but also to study the culture.
我們作為一個年輕的宣教士的時候,不單止去到當地要學習的語言,但也要學習當地的文化。
Now, in Chinese culture, it's very important to learn something about Confucius.
在中國文化裡面是很正常的,是會學到有這個儒家的思想。
Confucius had a great influence in Chinese culture and the cultures of other countries in East Asia.
孔子這個儒家的思想在中國文化裡面有很深遠的影響,也在其他亞洲的國家都有一個很深遠的影響。
And my teacher was telling me that Confucius talked about five important relationships.
我的老師曾經告訴我,孔子說過五種是很重要的一個人的關係。
It was like father to son and the older brother to younger brother, husband, wife, this relationship.
And the
story is that one day, one of Confucius' disciples asked him an important question. He said, Master, what is the relationship of we people and heaven, Tian?
那這個門徒就問老師,究竟我們跟天的關係究竟是怎樣呢?
And the story is that Confucius said, well, we don't really know. We don't know enough about human relationships. How can we ever know anything of our relationship to heaven?
孔子就回答他說,其實我都不太清楚,既然我們連人的關係都搞得不清楚的時候,我們怎樣去清楚我們跟天的關係呢?
So we want to look in the Bible today for answers to that question, what is the correct relationship with God? So today we're going to start with our first scripture reading, a story found in Genesis in chapter
28. I
think we have it on the board as well. And so we're going to read verse 16 through verse 22, please.
我们由第十六节一路读到去二十二节。雅各一觉醒来说，耶和华居然在这里，我却不知道。他就害怕起来说，这地方何等可畏！这里是上帝的家，是通天的大门。雅各清早起来， 把枕的那块石头立成柱子作记号，在上面扰了油。你称那地方为伯特利，那地方以前叫路斯。雅各许愿说：如果上帝与我同在，在路上保护我，供给我衣食，带领我平安地回到父亲的家，我就一定敬奉耶和华为我的上帝。我立为柱子的这块石头 必成为上帝的殿，凡你赐给我的，我必把十分之一献给你。
So here we learn that Jacob is beginning to develop his relationship with God.
我们在这里看到是雅各是尝试跟上帝去建立这个关系。
Let me give you a background of this story. What happens just before this passage?
我们想跟各位去讲一讲这件事发生之前的一些背景。
First of all, who is Jacob?
首先,誰是雅各啊?
He is the grandson of Abraham, the son of Isaac.
他是亚伯拉罕的孙，也是这个以撒的仔。
So he grew up around these great men of faith.
我们都是他在身边是满有信心的人当中长大。
But we see in the story here of Jacob that he himself, he knows almost nothing about God.
但在这个故事里面讲到亚伯，其实他是对上帝毫无不知的。
We know that Jacob, his character, is quite a tricky kind of a guy. I think Chinese maybe is guwak, is that right? Oh, guwak.
我们讲到这个亚伯其实是一个挺古惑的一个人。
You know the story, he tricked his older brother.
他能够是捉弄他的年长的弟兄。
He went to the father who was blind, and he lied several times in the Bible, and he got the blessing from the father that really belonged to the older brother.
他是去到他即是眼目不明的父亲面前，是讲了几次大话，去将长子的名分去盗取回来。
His older brother was Esau, and now Esau is very angry at Jacob.
他的兄弟就是这个以扫，他是非常之去不开心。
And Esau had a plan. When my father dies, I'm going to kill my brother for what he did.
以扫就想，如果我父亲一死了之后，我就会杀死我的弟弟。
And Jacob's mother, Rebekah, heard about this, and she told her son, you better leave home and go back to my brother's house in another country.
她的妈妈利伯加就知道这件事，就跟亚伯说，你一定要离开这里去我弟兄的家里。
And so we see in this story here that Jacob has left home. He walked all day, and the first night where he sleeps by himself, he has this dream.
亚伯离开了他的家之后，他就去走了一段的路。他第一晚自己在睡的时候，他就发了一个梦。
What is this dream?
他的梦究竟是什么呢？
He dreamed that there was a ladder going all the way to heaven, and angels were going up and down, and God was there at that place.
我们是梦见到这个的一个阶梯，这个阶梯是去到这个的天上面，见到这个神就在这个梯的上面。
And verse 16 picks up the story there. It said, when Jacob woke up from that dream.
这个故事一开始就在16节，当这个的雅各是醒来的时候。
And what does Jacob say that's recorded in the Bible?
雅各究竟在圣经上面讲了什么呢？
He says, wow, God is in this place.
哇，原来这个神在这个的地方。
And he says, this is an amazing place. I did not know that God was here.
这个是一个非常之可畏的地方，我不知道神原来是在这个地方里面。
Why did he not know this?
为什么他没有去留意到呢？
Because at that time, those people believed that their gods had a limited authority in a certain geographical place.
那时候的人是相信他们的神其实是有限的能力，只是在一个地理上面某一个地方存在。
Everybody at that time had different gods, and they thought their God's power was limited to around where they live.
那时候的人就相信他们的神的能力只是他们在居住范围里面。
So here Jacob travels a long way away from his house, and at this new place, the God of his grandfather and father is still there.
他去到一个很远的地方，离开他的家，但他仍然看到他的祖父和他父亲的神也在那里。
So he is shocked, he is amazed that this God is there also.
他是很稀奇见到神也在那个地方。
Now to us, mature Christians, this sounds silly. We've already learned that God is everywhere, right?
我们一个相信成熟的人都是知道一个的神是无处不在的。
This shows the tremendous difference between the knowledge in the Bible, the beginning, and us after the New Testament.
大家可以知道在旧约的时候，见到在圣经上面的知识，和新约的时候，我们学习圣经上的知识是有很大分别的。
The knowledge and the revelation about God was progressive in the Old Testament.
我们是看到这个圣经上面的认知是随着时间一路慢慢的增长。
And today we're going to read three passages in the Old Testament and see how this knowledge grows.
我们是当中是看三段不同旧约的圣经，看到我们当中那个的知识是怎样慢慢的增长。
Now let's look at the relationship that Jacob wants with God.
我们看一看是雅各怎样跟神的关系是怎样。
We're going to look at the words that Jacob speaks.
我们讲到雅各所讲的说话，所用的文字。
For number one, he says, okay, I'm going to give a name to this place. It's going to be Beth-El, which means house of God.
我们在这个时候 將呢個地方改咗一個名，就叫做伯特利。
And here's what he says. It's like a prayer. He begins his relationship with one little word.
我哋喺呢個時候講到佢雅各開始就一個祈禱。
In English, it's if.
我哋講到第一個字就係如果。
如果 ，and then he begins his relationship with God.
如果呢度就開始講到雅各要神嘅關係係點樣樣啦。
Now I looked at my Bible here, and I tried to count.All of what Jacob wants from God.
We are here to start to count what Jacob wants from God. He says, God, if you will be with me,
he says, God, if you will be with me, number
one, we are talking about the first thing, if God is with me,
and watch over me, protect me on my travels,
and
give me food to eat,
and
give me clothes to wear, and allow me to return home safely to my father. He says, then if you do all of that, then you'll be my God. I'll choose you to be my God.
嗰陣時候就話，如果你咁樣做嘅話，我就會選擇你作為我嘅神。
And even more, I'll give you 10%. You're lucky, God, that I'll choose you.
除此之外咧，我就會將我嘅十分一獻上俾你。你真係非常幸運啦。
Is that the correct relationship with God?
呢個係咪一個正確對神嘅一個關係呢？
I see many people shaking their head. No, you know that's not correct.
好多人都喺度搖頭，大家都知道呢個唔係一個正確嘅關係。
But you know, sometimes people are tempted, even today, to have that relationship with God.
好多時候我哋心裡面都會有係受誘惑去希望能夠有咁樣嘅關係。
You know, I'll go to church Sunday and I'll give my offering Sunday so that God can bless me.
又或者我星期日去教會，又或者我星期日去奉獻，咁神就會祝福我啦。
And you know, in Hong Kong, at Chinese New Year, so many people go to the temple to worship, don't they?
好多時候大家都知道喺香港嘅居民都會喺呢個農曆新年嘅時候去廟裡面去拜神。
And I asked my friends, why does this happen? They said, well, people go to give something to the God to be sure that they get a blessing all year long.
咁我就問點解會有咁嘅事情發生㗎？咁我個朋友就話：我哋好希望能夠新年嘅時候去拜拜，咁希望能夠來年得到祝福。
Trying to sort of bribe God to give them a blessing during the year，
好似想賄賂我哋嘅神，能夠喺新年裏面俾到我哋有祝福。
One of my friends told me that in old Chinese culture, the people believed that there was a god of the kitchen.And at Chinese New Year, you would put some honey on the mouth and it would go back to heaven and give a good report. Remember the story?
好似有個朋友曾經同我講話係有一個叫做灶君係咪？然之後將啲蜜糖咧淋喺佢嘅嘴度咧，咁佢就會上天同佢做個好嘅報告啦。
Is that the relationship we want with the God of the Bible?
究竟係咪我哋喺我哋聖經裏面嘅神係有咁樣嘅關係呢？
But if we're not careful, we will think about that, that we're somehow able to control God and to get his blessings that way.
如果我們不小心的話，我們就好像說我們想控制神，能夠在神裡面得到什麼好處。
So here is Jacob, and he has a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, of blessings he demands from God in order to worship God.
又好像我們看到雅各，他有很多不同的要求，希望能夠在神的當中能夠給到這些祝福給他。
So I would say that's a good business relationship with God.
這個好像一個在生意上的一個合同一樣。
A business contract. You give me this and I'll give you that.
好像一個合同，你給這些東西我，我就給回這些東西。
Don't try to come to God with that type of thinking.
不要在神面前有這樣的思想行為。
Now remember I said we're going to continue reading in the Bible. We're going to look at a passage right from the middle of the Bible here, and it's Psalm 116.
我哋再睇另外一段嘅聖經，係喺聖經嘅中段，係我哋嘅詩篇116篇。
And in these two little verses, we're going to see the writer, he already knows God.
我哋睇到詩人其實已經係認識神㗎啦。
He's not like Jacob who was discovering God. He already has a relationship with God.
我們這裡看到的時候不是好像雅各一樣，這個的詩人已經是跟神有關係，不是好像雅各這樣才去發掘跟神的關係。
So please let's read that.
我們讀116篇第一節第二節。我愛耶和華，因為他垂聽了我呼求和禱告，所以因為他垂聽我的祈求，所以我一生都要向他祈告。
So here we see that he already is a man who prays to God. He has a relationship, And now he is saying, because, you know, 因为, because you listen to my prayer, because you're good to me, therefore I am going to worship you.
这句话已经是跟神是有一个关系，所以他就说，如果你好像听我的祈祷的话，我一生就会继续向你祈祷的了。
Certainly this is better than Jacob.
这个就好像比雅各好像好一点点。
But is this the correct relationship with God?
究竟是不是跟神是一个正确的关系呢？
I know in Chinese culture, when somebody helps you and does you a favor, it's important to help them, give them a favor back, right?
在中国的文化里面，如果有一个人去帮助你的话，你是想去回报他的帮助。
Being polite is very important in Chinese culture.
有礼貌是非常之重要的。
And I see the man here who's writing this, it's like he's trying to be polite with God.
我们在这里看到诗人好像对神非常的有礼貌。
Wow, God is so nice. He blesses me, so I must do something for God.
他就说神非常美好，他祝福我，所以我真的想做一些神的美好的事情给他。
That sort of puts you on the same level with God.
好像跟神讲有一个同等的关系。
He's good to me, so I'm good to him.
所以因为他对我好，所以我就对他好。
But how can we ever repay all the blessings that God has given us? How can we possibly repay that?
我们有没有可能去回报神给我们一切的祝福呢？
The air we breathe comes from God.
我们呼吸的空气是由神而来。
Our life comes from God.
我们的生命由神而来。
How can we pay that back to him?
我们怎样用这些去回报神呢？
What did Jesus do on the cross for us?
耶稣在十架上为我们所做的一切。
He gave all of his life to us.
他将他的生命完全的献上给我们。
He suffered for us.
他为我们去受苦。
There's no way we can repay this act of love that he gave us.
我们没办法去回报这种他给我们的爱。
This is still the wrong relationship with God.
这个也是跟神一个错误的关系。
We're going to jump in the Old Testament and we're going to look at a prophet, one of the minor prophets.
我们看到一个旧一个的小先知。
This is the prophet Habakkuk.
这个是哈巴谷。
And Habakkuk, in Habakkuk, this book, there are only three chapters, very small.
是哈巴谷书只有三章的经文。
And we're going to see that he understands the correct relationship with God.
我们在当中是看到他是跟神有一个正确的关系。
This little book is really a dialogue, a conversation of Habakkuk with God.
我们看到这几节的经文就是哈巴谷跟神的一段对话。
In chapter 1, Habakkuk asks a question to God, a question we still hear today.
我们讲到第一章的时候，看到哈巴谷向神问了一个问题。
He says, God, why do bad people have a good life?
为什么一些坏人有一个美好的生活呢？
And sometimes good people suffer.
为什么一些好的人就会受苦呢？
Why is my country Israel suffering so much now?
为什么我的国家以色列经常都会受这么多的苦难呢？
So God answers him, and there's this conversation, and we come to the end of this little book, and here is what Habakkuk says, what he discovers.
我们在这个时候看到神和哈巴谷的对话，我们再跳到这个最后的一章里面，我们看到这一点。
So it's Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
是哈巴谷书第三章第17节到18节。 即使无花果树不发芽，葡萄树不结果， 橄榄树没收成，田地不产粮，圈里没有羊，棚里没有牛，我仍要因耶和华而欢欣，因拯救我的上帝而喜乐。
He says, even if all of these bad things happen, I still will worship God.
虽然我们的国家有这么多不好的事情发生，但是我们仍然要去敬拜我们的上帝。
You see how different he is from Jacob?
大家看到他和雅各之间的分别吗？
Jacob says, if you give me, I get all of this, then I'll worship you.
雅各就说，如果你给点什么什么什么我，那我就会敬拜你了。
And Habakkuk says, even if I don't have this, I don't have that, I still will worship you.
虽然我没有这些事情，也没有这些事情，但我仍然要去敬拜神。
To understand this really well, we need to know a little bit of the history background, what is happening at that time.
如果大家要明白呢一點嘅話，我哋要去真正去理解當中嘅背景。
I happen to have a newspaper from that time. Oh, here it is, right? I know you can't see it, but here's the newspaper from Habakkuk's time.
我哋好似睇到一份報紙喺哈巴谷嗰個時段嘅。
Here's the headlines.
呢個就係頭條。
The city of Jerusalem is surrounded by the enemy Babylon.
耶路撒冷城係俾巴比倫人去圍攻。
All of the shops no longer have any more food.
裡面嘅一啲嘅商店係完全冇曬任何嘅食物。
The people are starving.
裡面的人是要挨餓。
There are even stories of parents killing their children to eat them to stay alive.
當中又見到父母殺死自己的子女來到過福。
And the king of Jerusalem still mocks God and will not repent.
我們見到耶路撒冷的王是仍然不能去認罪悔改。
Habakkuk was the same time as Jeremiah.
哈巴谷好像耶利米一樣同一個時段的先知。
Jeremiah is known as the weeping, the suffering prophet who saw his country destroyed at that time.
耶利米我哋讲到系一个哭泣嘅一个嘅先知，佢为着佢哋嘅国家嚟到哀哭。
Now in Habakkuk's prayer, he says, you know, if I don't have this fruit and there are no more sheep and no more cattle, well, you know, when I read that, it doesn't mean too much to me because I don't have sheep, I don't have cattle, I don't have a fig tree in my yard. It doesn't have that impact.At that time,
Habakkuk 就講到，雖然我係冇任何嘅無花果樹、葡萄樹，亦都冇牛羊，但係對於喺現今嚟講，對我嚟講係毫無意義嘅，因為我都冇呢啲嘅物件。
How many people here have sheep or cows in your backyard?
究竟你哋嘅後院當中有冇人有牛羊咧
？Oh, you're like me then. Well, let's put this in the modern context that you and I can really understand.
讓我哋去套用翻現今嘅世代，讓我哋可以去明白。
How many people here have a bank account?
有冇人裏面有一個銀行嘅户口
？Right, and you have an ATM card, right?
有冇一個嘅去嘅提款卡
？So here is what Habakkuk can say in modern terms.
現代嘅哈巴谷就會咁樣講。
If I go to the ATM machine and I put my card there, it says your account has zero.
好似我去到自動櫃員機去攞錢，但我冇錢去攞。
And I go to work tomorrow, and my boss says we don't need you anymore. You're finished. No more work.
又或者第二日去翻工，你嘅老细同你讲，我唔再需要你啦。
And the doctor calls, and he says, "You know, the medical exam you took last week, you have cancer."
又或者医生同你讲，你上个礼拜嘅验身报告话你有癌症。
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
系咪好可怕咧
？We can understand that.
我哋可以去明白呢一几点。
No money, no job, no health.
冇錢、冇健康、冇工作。
Is God still your God?
究竟呢個神仲係唔係你嘅神呢
？This is what Habakkuk is saying.
呢個就係哈巴谷所講到嘅。
He is God, and I will worship Him no matter what I have or don't have.
呢個就係我嘅神，無論我擁有或者唔擁有嘅，我仍然要去敬拜。
Look at verse 18.
喺第十八節咁樣講。
It talks about the word rejoice and be joyful.
我哋講到係乜嘢叫做歡欣，乜嘢叫做喜樂。
How can you rejoice when you have nothing？
當你冇擁有任何嘅事情嘅時候，你點樣可以係有歡欣快樂咧
？Where is the source of your joy？
究竟你嘅喜樂嘅源頭喺邊度呢
？Where does our joy and peace come from？
我哋嘅平安同喜樂係由邊度嚟咧
？From my bank account, from my job, from my new car。
是不是从我的健康、从我的户口、从我的工作而来呢
？If that's where your joy comes from, your joy will not last very long.
如果呢个系你嘅喜乐嘅源头，咁你嘅喜乐就唔会长久。
Habakkuk is saying, "My joy is in God."
哈巴谷话我嘅喜乐系从神而嚟嘅。
And God doesn't change.
神系唔会改变嘅。
His love to me doesn't change.
神对我嘅爱都系唔会改变嘅。
My situation will change, and it does change.
我嘅情况系会改变嘅。
Put your joy and trust in God, not your circumstances.
将你嘅信心同埋嘅喜乐喺神上边，唔系我哋周遭嘅环境。
This is the relationship I want with God.
呢个就系我所向往嘅同神嘅关系。
But I'll tell you the truth, I'm not there yet. But I want to be. I'm struggling to be that person like Habakkuk.
我係承認同大家講，我係仲未去到嗰一點，但我好希望我能夠好似哈巴谷咁擁有同神咁樣嘅關係。
So let's look at those relationships. Remember Jacob, he says, if you give me this, then I will worship you.
我哋重新去睇翻头头先所讲嘅关系，好似雅各话：如果你俾呢啲嘅我，我就会去敬拜你。
And the man in the Psalms, he wrote, because you're so good to me, then I want to worship you.
詩篇裡面的詩人說，因為你對我非常好，所以我就願意去用美好去回答你。
And Habakkuk says, even if I have nothing, I still will worship you.
哈巴谷就說，雖然我沒有擁有任何的東西，但是我仍然去敬拜讚美你。
Brothers and sisters, this is a call today to love God in spite of anything that happens.
弟兄姊妹，我哋希望同今日同各位讲，纵使有唔同嘅情况发生，我亦都希望大家能够去敬拜我哋嘅上主。
Your life may be good and peaceful now, but we know things change.
你嘅生命而家可能系美好，非常嘅顺畅，但系唔知道将来会系点样。
Habakkuk was there when the enemy was around Jerusalem.
哈巴谷讲呢个事情嘅时候，就系佢被呢个嘅敌人去围攻嘅时候。
They came from Babylon.
他们由巴比伦来到来。
And even today, that country that used to be Babylon area is planning on destroying Israel today.
我们都讲过，现今虽然没有巴比伦这个地方，但是现今在那里的国家仍然是计划去拆毁以色列。
The leaders of the country of Iran have said, we hope soon that we will destroy all of Israel.
伊朗这个国家是希望有一天能够彻底毁灭以色列。
We look at the Middle East.
我们在中东。
Things are happening there that are going to change the whole world, we know.
我们看当地所发生的事情是会改变整个世界。
Make the roots of your joy and peace in God and not in circumstances.
希望各位这个喜乐的根源是从神的而来。
Amen. Thank you.